You are about to listen to an exclusive interview here on Maximum Threshold Radio at MaximumThreshold.net.
This is Dominic. Coming at you live tonight at the Cleveland House of Blues with Damian from the band Aranda.
How you doing?
And they're over here on doing a show right tonight with Stain and Egypt Central. And I got a chance to talk to them a little bit before, and just trying to catch up with him. So I want to talk to him about his band, where they've been and what's going on, and welcome to the Maximum Threshold family also.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
So you want to talk a little bit about your band and yourself, and just give a quick bio on you guys?
Yeah. We are a band from Oklahoma City. It's my brother and I, Gabe Aranda, and he sings, and I sing too and play guitar, and we write all our songs, and we've been traveling around with a lot of different bands for the last few years. Had a few radio singles. One was called Still in the Dark. The other one was Why You Want to Bring Me Down, and our latest one's called Undone, and it's doing pretty well right now. So we're pretty excited about it, and we're just glad to be here, really, to be honest with you, especially at a bigger show. Touring with Stained, and sets a lot of big opportunities for us. So.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed from you guys being on stage here is, from the first note all the way to the very end, you guys were unrelentless, and you guys just gave it your all. And I noticed the audience was really feeding off you guys.
Well, man, that's the one thing. When you come to an Aranda show, we want to make sure that we do give our all, that we do give all the energy we have. We know that people pay good money to come see shows, and they pay good money to support us, and we're going to give them the best every time, even if we're sick, if we're playing for one person, it doesn't matter, 10,000 people, whatever it is, we're going to play our best show.
And how long have you guys been together as a band?
We've been at this about a little over 9 years now as a band. When we first started, man, it was really hard for us to get anything going. I mean, it was pretty bad. But we just kept going, recorded a couple EPs, and then we finally had our self-released record in 2008, and it's self-titled, and we released it on a little label called Astonish, which was out of Orlando.
Okay.
And we just kind of got hooked up with a lot of different bands. Shinedown, we toured with Shinedown for a while, Puddle of Mud, Hailstorm. So we started getting our name out there a little bit more from doing all that stuff. So it's been a long journey, and it's led us here to almost 2012, and we're looking for a really good year next year.
What are some of your plans for next year?
We have an album coming out in late January. It's called Stop the World, and Undone, the song that's out right now, is the lead single for that album. So
cool.
Yeah, so we're excited about that, and we plan on being on the road a lot.
One of the things that we talked to off the air was about you did the Shiprocked.
We did Shiprocked, and it was awesome, yeah.
So how was that, being on board a ship with a bunch of rockers? I bet you there's no cute chicks on there, though.
What goes on?
Anything around Vince Neil and a ship and what other bands around there? It's like a figure out what kind of chicks around there.
All I always say is what goes on Shiprock stays on Shiprock. It's kind of like Vegas, So, but it was a blast, man, and getting to know a lot of those different bands. So we had Tesla, Cinderella was there, Vince Neil.
So you definitely saw a lot of old chicks there.
There were older women there, yes, older women. That's not a bad.
Hold on, I'm not saying.
No. But it's Seven Dust was one of the big bands on there too, and it was, it was just good. Another good exposure for us, and basically we get a free vacation out of the deal.
What was your time slot when you played?
We played like three or four different times, because when you're on a cruise, there's so many big, there's so many little places, so they had like eight bands playing at the same time half the time, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, we were looking forward. We were the Maximum Threshold. We were going to jump on board, go to the next one, and they offered us a real good deal to do it, but it's not in our budget.
You need to do it, man. We're gonna try to get on next year. So
it wasn't really expensive. It was like $700 or something like that.
Well, man, let's make a deal. If Aranda's on there next year, you guys got to come.
I definitely will do that.
Awesome. Very cool.
Just a couple more things. We'll let you get back to your merchandise, because you got a lot of people been over here and checking you guys out. What is the vibe that the people have been bringing towards you about what they witnessed when you guys played?
Well, a lot of times we're in Cleveland, Ohio right now. So a lot of the times people are like, man, we've never heard of you before. Why haven't we heard of you? We like you guys. We'll be spreading the word, and that's kind of why we're here. We want people to know us. We know that a lot of people still don't know us, so we're just trying to be here to spread the word and hopefully gain new fans.
How can people get a hold of your music?
A lot of times on at our show, I mean, anything online, you can get any piece of Aranda, whatever, online. But, you know, if you want, like, hard copies of CDs and stuff like that, you have to get them at the show.
Gotcha. What's your website so we can help plug that?
Arandamusic.com, and that goes kind of directly to our Facebook.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so everybody's using Facebook now.
I hear you. I can't. So what do you think about the demise of MySpace? Were you big on MySpace?
Man, in 05, we were rocking MySpace, 05, 06. But now, you know, a lot of people don't use it as much anymore. They're going to have to do something, revamp it or something, reinvent themselves.
So what do you think is going to be the next social media network that's going to take off? Do you think it's going to be Google Plus is going to throw a big thing in the wrench of Facebook down the road?
Man, I really don't know. I've heard quite a few things, but it's going to take something pretty big to bring down Facebook.
Well, that's the same thing you said about MySpace.
I guess so, but doesn't it seem like Facebook's even bigger?
Well, now it is, because they're sucked up all the people from there. So I figured to give them another year before before Facebook meets its demise to what?
Hey, but nobody made a movie about MySpace.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay, but, you know.
Can you do us a quick favor?
Yes, sir.
Can you do a promo ID for our show to say your name, the band you're with, you're listening to Maximum Threshold, and throw something crazy out at the end of it?
Okay. Maximum Threshold?
Yeah.
I love that. I'm Damien from Aranda, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold.
The darkness is calling. Ooh.
Thank you for listening to an exclusive interview here on Maximum Threshold Radio at MaximumThreshold.net.